Gittin Perk Zion, Mishnah Zion 7:7. This Mishnah is a little tricky to read because it doesn't quite say what it means, so let me just say it outside first. We're going to have three different cases, all which have the basic same principle, which is a person who makes two conditions when he gives his get. He says, either or, either if I'm gone for 30 days, or I make it to where I'm headed, so then you are, here's your get. And the get should be effective after those 30 days or when he arrives in his intended destination. So you can kind of think of it as a person who's trying to essentially get away from his wife. And he says, if I don't come back in 30 days, or if I get to where I'm trying to go without you, so then you're divorced at that point. So our Mishnah says, if... Well, let's see inside now. So it says, Hareze gitech im lo va'asi mekan va'shloshim yom, va'yaholech miyehuda le'galil. A fellow gives his wife a get, and she says, this is your get if I don't return within 30 days. And the Mishnah literally says, and he's headed from Yehuda, which is in the southern part of Israel, to the Galil, the northern part. But the point is, although it doesn't say it explicitly, as Gemara explains, he makes those two conditions, either A, if I'm gone for 30 days, or B, if I make it to the Galil. So then, says the Mishnah, he gia la antipatras v'chazar, if he only makes it as far north as the location of Antipatras. Antipatras was actually Herod built in the first century, named after his father, Antipater, and he built this essentially fortress over there, which is still around today, in a place called Tel Afek, near Petach Tikva and Rosh Ain. So if that's as far north as you go, v'chazar, and then he came back, batal p'tanao, then the conditions of the get were not met, because neither A nor B occurred. Neither A, he wasn't gone for 30 days, nor B, did he make it all the way to the Galil, because Antipatris is on the northern border of Yehuda, not sufficiently north to be considered the Galil, and therefore the batal t'na'o's conditions weren't met, and therefore the woman is not divorced. Just an interesting side point, Antipatris, like I said, which is in the place of Tel Afek near Petach Tikva, is basically a little north of Tel Aviv, a little south of Herzliya, so not very far north by modern Day of Israel standards. But that was considered to be the southern part, Yehuda, as opposed to another part, Galil. Second part of the Mishnah, same principles at work. Hareze gitech im lo va'asi mekan va'shloshem yom, va'yaholech megalil Yehuda. This time the person is headed from the north to the south. He gives his wife a get. He says, this is your get, and it's effective if either A, I'm gone for 30 days, or B, I make it all the way to the Yehuda in the south. So then, higia l'kfar osnai v'chazar. If he only made it so far south as Kfar Osanai, exactly where that is not perfectly clear, to me anyways, but obviously he's not too far away from Antipatras. So then that's the southern border of Galil, and therefore it's not leaving to Yehuda. So therefore, Batel Tanao, his conditions are not met, neither was he gone for 30 days, nor did he make it all the way down south to Yehuda, and therefore she's not divorced. The Chiddush we're learning from the second part of the Mishnah here, ostensibly, is that the region between Antipatris and Kfar Osnai is sort of like a no man's land where it's indeterminate, it's sort of on the border and it's fuzzy between Yehuda and Galil. The last clause of this part of the Mishnah is another similar to the first two, which says, Hareze gitech im lo va'asi mekan va'shloshim yom v'haya holech l'medina sayam. This fellow says he's headed abroad. Medina Siam literally means the lands of the ocean, but it means abroad, meaning anywhere outside of Israel, as is perfectly clear from this Mishnah. So he makes those two conditions. Vigila Akko v'chazar, he only makes it as far north as to the southern part of Akko. Then he turns around and goes back home. Since Akko, at least the southern half of Akko, is part of Israel, he didn't make it to Medina Siam. He wasn't gone for 30 days, and therefore neither of his conditions were met. So therefore, batel t'no, the conditions of his get are not effective, and therefore the get is not effective. The woman remains married to him. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah is something a little different here. A person, to understand this Mishnah, really, you have to understand a principle that we're going to see only in the next perek, which is the concept of a get yashan, an aged get, an antiquated, outdated get. And the basic idea for the get yashan is, keeping it simple for now, is that if a man writes a get to his wife, and then prior to giving it to her, he is mityached, he secludes himself with her, so then since we're concerned maybe later on a baby could come, or we're not sure, he could argue that the baby was born outside of wedlock. So, because the date of the get precedes the calculated date when the baby was perhaps conceived. So therefore, once Yichud occurs between him and his wife. The get which has been written is no longer allowed to be delivered. Yes, it's a get yashan. He has to write a new get. That's keeping it simple for now. So the point of our Mishnah is that if you have a fellow who makes the following unusual conditions on his get, he says, Hareze gitech kolzman she'evor mekeneged panecha shloshim yom. This is your get, which is effective at any time if I'm away from you, not you don't see me, so to speak, for 30 days. So this guy essentially then could go on like this for the next 10 years, where as long as he shows up back home once every 29 days, so then he's not divorced. And that's what happens here. Haya holachova, he's like going and coming, holachova, going and coming, and that goes on for 10 years. So then for 10 years, even though he was, you know, gone most of the time, but since he showed up once every 29 days, so then it's the get is, so to speak, still alive and waiting. And then if after 10 years he's gone for 30 whole days, at that point, get. At that point, the get will, yes, be effective, and she'll be divorced 10 years later, since he wasn't miyachid with her, since he didn't have yichud with her. So the point, the main point of our mission here is that you might have thought, listen, you can't have a guy who's like coming in and out of his house for 10 years and not assume that they had yichud. But the point is, this fellow, when he gave the get, he committed verbally, he formally committed that she is to be believed about what she says regarding the yichud, and they didn't have yichud, and she could contest it, and he said, yes, I'm not going to argue with what she says. So since he didn't have yichud with her, and since she'll claim there was no yichud, so therefore the get will be effective as soon as he's gone for 30 days. There's no reason to think it should be considered a get yashan, and therefore invalid.